Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos with the second and third Mishnayos. Mishnah Bey says, Berach al peres ha'ilan b'rei pri ha'dama yatsa. You're supposed to say b'rei pri ha'etz on something that grows from a tree. But if you say the bracha b'rei pri ha'dama over something that grows on a tree, you have fulfilled your obligation. But if you say the bracha b'rei pri ha'etz over something that grows from the ground, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Al kulan im ama shahakol yatsa. And on all of them, if you say the bracha shahakol, you have fulfilled your obligation. Let's take a look first in the Tosfos Yontiv. Yatsa. B'gemara amrinan, svir lei de ikar ilan arehi. The Gemara says that the main part of a tree is the ground. Klomar, this is to say, hakol hu meha'aretz, that everything comes from the ground. So, yes, a tomato plant is on the ground. A pear tree is also on the ground. It's farther from the ground, but it's still ultimately from the ground. Yerushalmi mavur de divrei hakol hi, and the Yerushalmi explains that this is a universal opinion, the peres ha'ilan b'chlal pri ha'adama, that the fruit of a tree is included among fruits of the ground. The ein pri adama b'chlal pri ha'etz, but the fruits of the ground are not included among the fruits of a tree. So basically, the fruit of a tree is a more specific category of fruit of the ground. If you say the more general bracha, that does include it. Let us look over in the Bartnuro. The Bartnuro explains for us halachically what's the difference between fruit of the ground and a fruit of the tree. He says, pera se'ilan, etc. Kol hecha de kishakli le pera, ve'esa la'anaf, ve'oso ha'anaf atzma chozer motzi pri l'shana ha'acheres. Anytime you take the fruit away and the branch remains, and that selfsame branch will bring forth new fruit the following year, mikri ilan, that's called a tree, umavarchen al perosav b'rei pri ha'etz. And we say on the fruit of that tree, the bracha ha'etz. But if it's a situation where if you take the fruit, then it doesn't leave a branch that will bring forth more fruit the following year, then we only say hadama on something that grows on such a bush, which is why, for example, we're used to saying banana tree, but we say hadama on a banana, because halachically, it doesn't fit the definition of a tree. Al kulam im ama shahakol yatze. On all of them, if you say the bracha shahakol, that everything comes into existence through God's word, you have fulfilled your obligation. Afilu al hapas v'al hayayin. This goes even for bread and for wine, which have very specific brachas. Umihu lechatchila ein lechol shum pri im eno yodea tchila sheyivarech alav bracha haru'uyolo. But optimally, you should not eat anything unless you know what the appropriate bracha for it is. So learn, say the appropriate bracha, don't rely on this idea that you can always go to a more general category. Mishnah Gimel. Al davar she'ein gedulo min ha'aretz, omer shahakol. On something that doesn't grow from the ground, you say shahakol. Al hachometz v'al hanovlos v'al hagovai, omer shahakol. On chomitz, which is vinegar, on novlos and govai, we'll see what those are in a second, you say shahakol. Then there's a parenthetical note here, and there's a footnote that says that this is not part of our text. I'll read it regardless. Al hechalav, v'al hagvina, v'al habeitzim, ama shahakol. On milk, on cheese, on eggs, you say shahakol. Rabbi Huda omer, kol shehu min klala, ein mevarchen alav. Rabbi Huda says, anything that is a species of a curse, you don't say a bracha on. So we'll see again to what that refers. So there were two things we left untranslated. The first was novlos. Peros shenaflu min ha'ilon, kolyo shenispashlu kol tzarchan. These are fruits that fell from the tree before they ripened completely. So it's unripe fruits that fell from the tree. So it's not quite fruit yet. You would say shahakol rather than ha'etz. Govai. What are govai? Chagavim taharim. These are kosher locusts. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't say a bracha on something that is a min klala, a species of a curse. Novlos v'govai, ayde klala hein bayin, that the unripe fruit and the locusts, these are examples of the klala, because they come about through misfortune. The fruit didn't ripen, it just fell off the tree. Locusts, of course, are dangerous for crops. Vein halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda. And the halacha is not like Rebbe Yehuda. I happen to notice that Rabbi Kahati, I don't have it in front of me, he also says that the chometz, the vinegar, is also a min klala, because that's wine that that went bad, that turned sour. So really, all three things in that previous section would be included in the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, according to that explanation. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontov, that they're brought about because of a curse. Vafilu gavai shelo nifsad taimo, kivan shemazik la'olam va'ochel hatvua, ein mavarchin alav. So the reason for the locusts is because they eat the produce, and that's what makes them a cursed species, so we don't bless them. V'yesh mafarshim delokoi ela achometz v'novlos levad. There are those who say that the min klala only applies to the chometz and the novlos, to the vinegar and the spoiled or the unripe produce, shahayutov mitchila v'nifsedu, because those things were good once and then went bad. Aval gavai kivan she'omei tamobo lo hayu min klala. But the locusts, those were never something else. Those were not something that went bad. They have maintained their previous status, so that would not be what Rabbi Huda would consider a min klala. That's the end of the third Mishnah. Join us tomorrow when we'll be doing Mishnayos Daled and Hey.